Art photography is generally understood as the production of images to fulfill the creative vision of the photographer. The artistic medium can take on many forms, black and white, color, digital, or analog, but it's unusual for the camera itself to become a product of the creative vision of the artist.
It's all dedicated to a subject of learning.
Meet Wayne Martin Belger.
So this is the darkroom.
He's a photographer that works in a darkroom and prints his images using many of the same tools that have been used by art photographers for decades. However, he says his photographs began with the creation of a camera, that is, building a camera from scratch for each specific project.
I'm a photographer, and I make my own cameras, and each camera is designed for the subject it shoots, and actually made from artifacts from the subject that it's about to photograph.
According to Belger, each camera is intended as an integral part of the photographic process and serves as a way to delve into a specific topic.
This is the roadside altar camera. A lot of the metal pieces are actually made out of things I found on the roadside near accidents. And I've taken photos of over 200 roadside altars.
Roadside altars often have a religious component, something that Belger says has been a source of interest for many of his projects.
I was brought up a good Catholic boy, so I was really familiar with shrines and, as you probably tell by the studio and a lot of the artifacts I have around, it's very Catholic influenced.
This camera is titled 9/11.
And the piece here in the middle,
and includes a piece of a support beam from the World Trade Center, as well as materials from the aircraft industry. Belger says it's designed to study the passions of Abraham.
What I did is I got a block of aluminum from Boeing. This is one solid piece of aluminum. This is a piece of the Torah from 1880, piece of the Bible from 1860, and a piece of the Quran. And the project's called Sons of Abraham. And what I do is I photograph synagogues, churches, and mosques with an imam, priest, or rabbi holding a Quran, Torah, or Bible. And the compositions stay all the same. So, I have the building, and a little bit to the left of the building is the person, and then they're holding their book.
Belger says his training as a photographer is limited, and his relationship to the camera is perhaps a little different from how most photographers view their equipment.
It's not just a tool. And I come from a long line of tool makers, and your tools are really precious to you, and they're part of you, an extension of you. So when I wanted to get into photography, the cameras became an extension of me, and extension of me into the subjects I wish to learn about. So I make the cameras as a tool to be in relationship with the subjects I really want to learn about.
Belger says projects can take several years to research, build the camera, and establish a rapport with his subjects.
So film is loaded in the side here.
This camera, titled Yama, includes a human skull. And he says the project is inspired by his desire to understand the experiences of Tibetan refugees in India.
To make a camera from the skull and to make it so the skull could see again. And so it's a 3D camera through the eyes of a 500-year-old Tibetan skull. And the main photo work I want to do with it is go back to India, to the Tibetan refugee cities, and do photo series of Tibetans in exile in the refugee cities through the eyes of a 500-year-old Tibetan.
Belger lives and works in Tucson, but his work leads him to travel as he explores different topics. Some subjects take on a life of their own and evolve over years. His HIV camera, titled Untouchable, which includes the HIV-positive blood of a close friend of his, has seen society's relationship with the deadly disease evolve over time.
I created this project to study that fictitious us and them that is created, that people create in situations like that. So this camera actually has his blood. It's HIV-positive blood in the camera. It pumps through with this little piston on the side, circulates through the camera, up this channel, over across here, and then down in front of the lens, which is the pinhole. So I only photograph people that have HIV and AIDS with this camera, all over the world, and all the red that you see on these images are actually the blood that's in the camera that I'm shooting through. And so far I've shot probably close to 100 people.
Belger says he had hoped to be done with this project by now, but the complacency with the disease in this country, along with the devastation it continues to cause throughout the world, has kept the project going. He says he'll be traveling with this camera to various countries in Africa in the near future. For images of Wayne Martin Belger's photographs, along with the cameras that took the photos, you can go to azpm.org. I'm Luis Carrion, Arizona Public Media.